Manchester United under-18s could be the ones to carry glory for the club this season after the negativity surrounding the first team and last season's relegation of the under-23s. The 18s have got a new manager in Neil Ryan after a long time with the club. Many are saying that Neil is deserving of promotions after what he did with the 16s, but there's also some that have voiced their doubts over his suitability at this level. I haven't seen a great deal of his team, so I'll reserve my own judgments till later in the season. United's pre-season has not gone to plan for the under-18s. Disruption was caused with several of the players in the squad being taken by the first team. The premier curtain raiser was an under-19s game against Celtic in the Northern Ireland Super Cup, which culminated in a 3-1 defeat, and United looked way off the pace in many ways. The tour to Germany resulted in United's squad coming 9th out of 10, and the mood in the under-18s, unfortunately, is replicating that of the first team. There's been a couple of public additions to the 18, including Phil Neville's son Harvey, but we've not quite had the level of big money signings that we've seen in the past when we've brought in the likes of Pogba or Timbo or more recently Chong. But we've scooped up one or two, and I expect those will go straight into the starting 11. Early question marks over the lack of central defenders appear to have been solved, but there's still areas of weakness that might need attention. The 18s have got their first game of the season against Derby at Carrington, and because of injuries, I would expect them to line up as follows. Masnit is a new signing, Czech Republic under-16 goalkeeper last season. Don't know too much about him, but he seems to be the preferred keeper of choice this season. Ethan Laird. I think Ethan was unlucky not to end up on the first team tour. He's a genuine five-star potential player with the athleticism and the flair that he possesses. Key injuries to the first team might see him given at least the bench time with the first team this season. Adept at either fullback, he's showing his qualities with the England under-17s in the summer, where he performed admirably at centre-half as well. He's been one to watch now for a couple of years, and I expect that to be no different, and by May he could be in with a shout of Player of the Year. Now, Brandon Williams is another player with five-star potential. Similar to Laird, that he's capable of playing left or right back. He could also play in midfield, and he was basically an ever-present in the academy last season as a first year, and I think that he could be in with a shout of Player of the Year this year. He's been wearing the captain's armband in pre-season, so he's definitely highly regarded. Brandon, along with Laird, provide a lot of the attacking threat from wide areas, and it's something that I'd hope to see from both of those this season. Deshaun Bernard. Deshaun's only managed 6 starts last season, but he's a capable defender, and I think he's very likely to be the first choice for us this season. While he's a step away from the quality of lads that we've seen in the 18s recently with the likes of Roshan or Tyrrell Warren, Axel and Timbo, etc., he's still got a lot to like in his game. Lukasz Bezga. So Bezga's another new signing. Polish, tall, although he's quite slender. He's been signed from Poznan, and looking forward to seeing what he's all about. I hear he'll be the other starter at centre-half this season. In midfield, then, I would expect Jimmy Garner. Jimmy Garner is also going to be captain for the 18s, I think, this season. He's a natural-born leader, and we saw him captain United 17s after captaining the under-16s, and he's also done it with England under-17s, and he was taken on the pre-season tour with the first team, where he played decent, if not really, setting the world alight. Now, there's a lot of Michael Carrick in Jimmy, and I hope that he's kept with the first team as much as possible to get direct advice from Carrick. In this side, I expect that he sits in front of the back four and provides that link. He's got a good range of passing, but if there's any weakness to Jimmy, it's that he doesn't really have, or possibly doesn't ever play that risky ball into the final third. With the runners that this team has at his disposal, that's something I'd really like to see from him this season. Dylan Levitt. Now, another lad that's doing bits for his national team is Dylan Levitt. Dylan is a dynamic number 8, aggressive in the tackle and good in possession. In this side, I think he's nailed down to be starting, and hopefully the confidence of playing week in, week out, now he's a second year, can bring him onto that next level. Alou Traore. Now, I've seen Traore hyped up by people who've got no idea about the academy. Last season, Traore came with a lot of hype, a lot of expectation, but he started only 3 games. Compared to Pogba, he's more of a Kovacic in his style of play, or a Yaya Toure. He's big, he's powerful, and his passing's a little bit ordinary. Currently injured is Ethan Galbraith, but I think once he's fit, he's someone that fits in there and replaces Traore in this midfield. Ethan's a bit more dynamic. I think he's a bit more well-rounded, and he offers a little bit more going forward. Dion McGee, another option at number 8 is Dion McGee, a tidy little player in the Juan Mata mould, more attacking than the other two, as you'd assume, for someone compared to Juan Mata. But Dion is more likely to play when they are switched into a 4-2-3-1, but I'd also expect him to play pretty regular in rotation with the rest of the midfield we've just mentioned here. Now, Arnaud Puigmal. Puigmal was called a wonder kid when he arrived, and 3 goals and 4 assists in 10 starts suggest that that could be correct. I think he'll play on the right-hand side, and unlike most right-wingers that we see at the moment, he's a little bit of a throwback to David Beckham. He's got an excellent cross in him, he's good at set pieces, and he offers something a little bit different for this attack. Laji Ramanazi, the exact opposite on the left wing. Laji Ramanazi is very much a winger in the Ronaldinho mould. He's all about tricks and beating a man, and this is my favourite bit, he's an absolute nutter. He's been looking to fight people all over the pitch, all the time, and it just offers something completely different to what's a very impressive attack. Mason Greenwood. Now, Mason is something very special. He started last season on the wing and he can play either side. But after being taken on the pre-season tour, you'd expect him now to kick on. 17 goals from 17 starts. He was moved into being a number 9 later in the season, and I think that's where he's really going to develop. He's not just the gem in this team. I think he's got the potential to be the most exciting prospect at the club. So this is what I expect to be the starting 11 for the first game against Derby. There's another 10 lads that I've not mentioned here that we will be talking about, some of the squad players, including Harvey Neville. I'll cover those in the next youth review, as well as taking a look at how the under-23s are going to line up. This squad needs to be challenging for everything, for the FA Youth Cup and also for the league again this season. But thank you guys for watching. Let me know in the comments if you'd like something more in-depth, perhaps individual scout reports on individual players, especially the likes of Mason Greenwood, what they're going to be doing for the under-18s as a first year this season. Very excited to see how that goes down. Thank you guys for watching. Give it a like and subscribe if you're new around here, and I will see you in the next one. Laters.